You're a runner. From the starting line to the finish line, you know that every breath and every step is a gift. You train hard and always welcome a new challenge. When the training gets tough, you stay focused and committed to your goals. You are strong, healthy, fast. Now you are ready to take your training to the next level. Hey runners, welcome to episode 7 of the Freedom to Run podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy Hafes, and I want to say thank you for listening. It has been amazing to watch the rapid growth and honest feedback on the first few episodes, and I promise you that more great episodes will be released over the next few weeks. In those first episodes, you heard from some great endurance athletes, like Steve Cannon, who was the first person ever to run around Lake Michigan, and Lincoln Murdoch, who is currently training for an attempt at his second age group national championship in this year's USA Triathlon National Championships in Omaha, and Bill Sykalik, who is currently on the tail end of an epic adventure of running a marathon in each of the 59 national parks. Some of the upcoming episodes will dive into topics such as whole food nutrition for the endurance athlete, how to choose the proper running shoe that fits your individual needs, and also some tips and strategies on preventing running injuries. Please subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or really wherever you listen to this podcast, so you don't miss any of these episodes. Your feedback is very much appreciated, and I will use that to make this podcast even better. I want to bring you the best and most relevant content possible. If you have an idea for a guest or a topic, send me an email at jeremy@usaendurance.com. For this episode, I want to talk about running with a heart of gratitude and how it relates to the freedom to run mindset. Back in episode 1, I covered what freedom to run means. It is the ability and the action of running on your terms. It's about truly believing that every breath and every step is a gift as we train for and prepare for race day. And a huge component of this is running with a heart of gratitude. It's easy to take for granted the gifts and blessings of being able to run and move freely. I want to dive into more detail about what freedom to run means and how we can cultivate a mindset of running free. Over the years, running has changed my life. It's taken me all across the country, from mountaintops to ocean shores, competing in a wide variety of events. It's exposed me to brutal environmental elements, it's helped me deal with the stress of everyday life, and it has introduced me to some amazing people and great friends along the way. The idea of running with a heart of gratitude took a major shift for me one spring morning in 2017. I've always tried to be thankful for my natural skills and the ability to run. I've always used the race week as a time to reflect and the Star Spangled Banner as the final thank you to the blessing of the training journey. One of the most emotional times for me as a runner is listening to the Star Spangled Banner as I'm ready to toe the starting line on race day. It has always been a time of reflection to think back over the previous weeks, all the tough workouts, the discipline, the sacrifices, and the journey leading up to that very moment. While I always tried to follow that mindset, it is easy to slip into an attitude and taking the ability to run for granted. But on April 22, 2017, that mindset got shifted into overdrive when I was involved in a hunting accident. It was a classic spring morning in southeast Nebraska, and I was out enjoying the great outdoors on public land in search for spring turkeys and some morel mushrooms. As I sat in the shadows along a fence line waiting for a turkey, another hunter came by and mistook me for a turkey. He pointed his shotgun and shot directly at me. I heard the shot and then was immediately knocked to the ground from the impact. My left side, from the waist to my head, was peppered with shotgun BBs. My original plan for that morning was to hunt for a few hours in the morning and then run the country gravel roads for the weekend long run. Those plans took a major detour when the accident happened. We all can have these great detailed plans, but life can change in an instant. That is exactly what happened on that morning. I went from enjoying the outdoors and thinking about a long run to complete state of shock and unknown. thoughts and what ifs rush through my head over 100 miles an hour. It's like, what just happened? Am I going to see my family? Am I okay? Can I still run? Luckily, my legs and lungs were not damaged, but it showed me how close it was drastically changing my life. One of the BBs literally hit within a half inch of my eye. Another BB caught me square on the side of the neck. Yet another one hit just next to my spine. A total of 8 BBs were also jammed into my forearm, elbow, and wrist, causing significant pain anytime I wanted to move my hand and arm. And numerous other BBs are spread across my chest and back. I am fortunate, but there are still people out there who are less fortunate than me. And no matter where you are in life with your fitness journey or running ability, there is always someone there who is less fortunate than you. You see it all the time. The images, the videos of endurance athletes with artificial limbs, life-threatening diseases, or another disability. But despite that, they resist making excuses and they get out there. They dream big, they set goals, they train hard, and they compete with a heart of gratitude. They don't make excuses. Instead, they squeeze every ounce out of life. When the accident happened, I was about 16 weeks into a very solid training cycle and had only 2 weeks before the Lincoln Half Marathon. I was still able to run the Lincoln Half Marathon, an annual tradition for me, and 2017 marked my 11th consecutive event. Before the accident, the previous weeks of training had gone flawlessly. I was hitting all my key workouts and was confident that I could set a PR of going under 117. But then the accident happened. I was obviously in pain, taking serious painkillers, and had to take a drastic step back in my training. However, with a huge heart of gratitude, I was still able to make it to the starting line. I went out the first few miles determined to hit my original goal paces, but quickly slipped into a mode of enjoying the run and settling into a comfortable pace. There were plenty of emotional and tear-filled miles as I weaved through the streets of my hometown. I couldn't use my left hand, and my left arm was in pain, but I was still running. That was something to celebrate, and I ended up crossing the finish line in 1:22. Running with a heart of gratitude is about being thankful for the ability to run and the opportunity to push ourselves. Ever since I started running, I've always tried to have this mindset and the ritual of saying thank you before each race and every run. If, as a community of endurance athletes, we come together and embrace this freedom to run mindset and adopt the heart of gratitude, the cumulative force that can be generated can help create the kind of culture around fitness and health that can not only change the world, but also have a lasting impact for future generations. It's about being thankful for every run, every workout, and every race. Sometimes we won't have our best effort. Maybe we were looking to set a PR. The training was there, race day conditions were nearly perfect, but for some reason, you come up a bit short of your goal to set that PR. We simply won't be able to set new records for every race or have the perfect workout every time we hit the trail. It's the heart of gratitude, however, that keeps us thankful for the opportunity and also keeps the fire burning to continue the chase to hit our goals and train hard. After all, giving thanks and expressing appreciation for the blessings and gifts of life is a natural human response. Perhaps the key reason we do not make gratitude a part of our daily lives is that the accelerated pace and multiple distractions of modern life have simply made it all too easy to forget gratitude's importance. It's about running while giving thanks for the blessing and the ability to run, to breathe in the fresh air, to move, to get the heart rate elevated and the blood flowing through the body. When I was involved in the hunting accident, it could have been so easy to just lay down and stop fighting, to just give up, and to not put on that race bib 2 weeks later. Yeah, the worry and the pain in the recovery has been exhausting, but having a heart of gratitude provided the foundation to keep a positive attitude and focused mind on what I needed to do to get back to a full recovery. There are going to be setbacks in life. Stuff will come up. We will miss a few key workouts here and there. Injuries will happen, And it's not if those times will come, but rather when. A common saying is that life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how we react to it. Are you going to get frustrated and upset about the little things in life that we can't control? Or are you going to have a heart of gratitude and a freedom to run mindset where we truly believe that every breath and every step is a gift? It's our duty and obligation to maximize that gift by running with a heart of gratitude. Hopefully you will get some takeaways to improve your running enjoyment, but also change your overall perspective on life. A great way to enhance your freedom to run and heart of gratitude is finding other like-minded runners and endurance athletes. A great place to connect is by joining the USA Endurance Pro Team, and consider this your personal invitation. As a member of our Pro Team, you will get unlimited access to professional training advice and instruction, along with connecting with other like-minded runners. You can find out more at usaendurance.com/proteam. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review so you don't miss any of the upcoming episodes. As we continue with this freedom to run mindset, I'm going to dig into the overall freedom to run methodology by discussing the 10 laws of running with a heart of gratitude, which will be periodic episodes between the longer interview shows. As I unlock each of the 10 laws over the next few months, you will start to learn ways that will help you enjoy the overall experience of running and fitness. It's about appreciating the tough workouts. It's fighting the urge to skip a workout because you're tired or sore. And it's getting out on the trail to see where it leads us. So that's all for today. You can find the full show notes for this episode at usaendurance.com/007. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, lace up those shoes, hit the trail, and train hard. Thank you for listening to the Freedom to Run podcast. If you're ready to take your training to the next level and reach your running and fitness goals, we invite you to join the USA Endurance community at usaendurance.com.